This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1162. Don't Spaghetti Method IELTS Crime Essays.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
What is the spaghetti method? This is when students throw ideas out there and just hope that something works, or when they force themselves to use vocabulary that is too fancy and also doesn't work. Find out how to not do this today and get a clear example of a great task two paragraph about crime.
Aubrey, how's it going?
Great, how are you?
I'm so good. I just got confirmation that my booking has been approved for a teardrop trailer for this summer. Do you know what a teardrop trailer is?
Yes, they're the cutest little trailers. My sister had one for a while. Really? It was called a scamp, and it was adorable.
Oh my God, they're so cute. They're so cute, you guys. So they're shaped. If you're watching this on YouTube, IELTS Energy TV, you can see we're like doing the shape. It's like shaped like a teardrop, and the main cabin is a bed, like a queen size bed, right? That takes up the whole space. And then you open up the back of it and all of these pieces like slide out and become a kitchen. And then on the one we're renting, cause it's like new and it's like super nice, there's an awning. There's so much great vocabulary today, guys. Yes. There's an awning built into the top and you roll it out and the awning expands. And so like once you set up and you have the kitchen popped out, you have the awning rolled out, it becomes a whole like camping space.
It's right? Like a transformer.
Totally. It's like a Power Ranger. No, Transformer's better.
Transformer.
Anyway, I'm so excited, you guys. I've been trying to rent something for our road trip this summer for like a month, and I finally got it. So I'm stoked. Another cool thing about this is when you pull up to a campsite, you can just put your stuff in there, lock it up, unhitch it from the car, and drive away and not worry about your valuables. Because today we're talking about crime, and we don't want you guys to get your stuff stolen. There's the segue.
That was an amazing Woo. Segue, right?
Woo. Thank
you. Don't steal stuff out of Jessica's trailer, and let's talk about crime.
And let's talk about crime. All right, guys. So crime is one of those IELTS hot topics. If you guys look for lists of task two questions, lists of IELTS topics, lists of part three questions, you guys are going to see crime on there. It's in every IELTS textbook. And it's weird because it's like, it's not something we really talk about a lot anymore, but it's still on IELTS.
And I have been administering mock speaking tests where a question will be something about like, you know, is our city safe? And if the student feels like their city is very safe, often I find they haven't really thought about this much.
Yeah.
So there might be a follow-up question about how can dangerous cities be made safer? And they're kind of like,
That's a really good point. Yeah. I mean,
something you have to think about.
Totally. I know last episode we were talking about like, you guys are adults with a life of experience. You have all the ideas you need for writing task two. And today I'm going back on that a little bit because you're so right. If we only think about our own worlds, that's not going to be enough for all the IELTS topics. That's really true. So why? Here's a question. We talked about writing yesterday. Why are we talking about writing again today, Aubrey?
Yes, because we're launching a very exciting writing product, right? If you guys haven't looked yet, go and check it out at allearsenglish.com/writingwise. This, if writing is what's holding you back from getting the IELTS score you need, we have created this for you, right? With everything you need in order to find out how to support your ideas, how to brainstorm for each score on the writing exam, what you need to do to target that score so you can get the 7 or higher you need.
ban 9 vocabulary lists, ban 9 templates for writing task 2, all the strategies you need to make task 1 easy. Everything you need is in here, guys. Sign up so you're the first to know when this package is available. AllEarsEnglish.com/writingwise. All right, sweet. So let's get into this lesson about writing task 2, crime. We came up with this a little while ago, Aubrey and I. The spaghetti method, guys. The spaghetti method gets you a 5. On writing, okay? Students use the spaghetti method in 2 ways, one for ideas and one for vocab. So if this is a topic that you don't have a lot to say about, you haven't read about, right? You're not prepared for, then you're gonna use the spaghetti method. You're just gonna throw out ideas. Maybe they're connected, maybe they're not. You're definitely not going to support them like we talked about yesterday. So that lowers your score. And it's just throwing ideas out there and seeing what sticks. So this is
I'm looking at a shirt why we're calling it the spaghetti method. Imagine you're making spaghetti, right? They're noodles. They're pretty sticky. And if you just take a handful of it and chuck it at the wall, it's probably going to stick. Don't do that. That would be very messy.
Don't do that. Don't throw noodles at the wall, you guys. And the other way students use this, which lowers their vocabulary score to a 5 or lower possibly, is trying out words they are not sure of and trying to be too fancy, right? So you're just like, we see students do this all the time in speaking and writing. It's yes. Like you're so worried about vocabulary that you're only thinking about vocab, not logic, not like making sense. Right. And you're just like forcing yourself to use all these words and your communication becomes very confusing. Okay. So don't take risks. Don't force yourself to be fancy. It's not going to make sense.
Yes, exactly. Right. If you're using high level vocabulary at the expense of your sentences making sense, all of your scores are coming down. If the examiner doesn't understand your ideas and your supporting details, it would be much preferable for you to use words that you understand in context, simpler, so that the examiner understands your details, sees that they're supported, and there you're getting higher scores.
Hello, amazing students. I want to remind you about our very special IELTS writing program coming out very soon. Don't miss this opportunity, guys. It's only available for a limited time. Get your name on this list so you don't miss this chance. Go to allearsenglish.com/writingwise and be the first invited into this course. You know, like we've had students that get really high writing scores, 7, 7.5, 8, 8.5 on writing. And in our personal coach classes with these students, I've noticed that if they are worried about vocab, right, then it's always something like, I don't think my vocab is very good in this essay. I can't wait to get your feedback, you know. And I read through their essay and I'm like, you got an 8 for vocab. This is amazing. And they're like, what? And they're always surprised because they are only using vocabulary that they're sure of. And so to their minds, it's like more simple. You know what I mean? Because these are words they already know. They're not forcing any crazy words, but because they have a handful, we'll say 2 handfuls of amazing words that they use 100% correct. And 0 inaccuracies, 0 inappropriacies, that's what gets you a high vocab score. It doesn't have to be every single word is amazing. No, you just need to use some words perfectly, and then everything else has to be precise. You know what I mean?
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yes, so that your ideas make sense, the vocab you are using. Yes, you will want to have some band 8, some band 9 words, but this doesn't mean really complicated words that you don't really understand and no one you know understands. No, that's not what you're looking for. You're looking for ways of saying words that are a little more impressive because not every student uses them, but you understand what they mean. You can use them in context in a high-level way. Not in a way that is complicating and confusing the ideas in your essay.
Exactly, guys. So all of those reasons, don't use the spaghetti method when you're trying to improve your vocab score. But before we finish up today, guys, we want to give you the opposite of the spaghetti method for a very real task two question about crime. So again, spaghetti method about ideas is just throwing out ideas. They're not connected. They're not supported, right? Five for task, if not lower. Okay. So we're going to show you the opposite of that. How do we increase that score? How do we expand on our ideas like we talked about yesterday in a way the examiner wants? And how do we make sure that these ideas are connected to the topic? So before we get to that paragraph, Aubrey, what is the question that we're trying to answer?
So we're going to take a question asking if crime rates can be changed. And Jessica, give us a high-level body paragraph that would answer this question.
Okay. So this is a very tricky question to stay on topic. Okay, so that's why, guys, when you are choosing your ideas, try to make them as simple and direct as possible. Again, this is the opposite of the spaghetti method. We are only sticking to, hopefully, simple and clear ideas. So we want to directly answer that question first, right? We say, I believe that crime rates cannot be changed. Right? So remember, directly answer that question first. Don't get fancy. In the topic sentence and the reason, don't get fancy. Use simple vocab. Use simple sentence structures. And then when you support it, then get a little fancy, you know? All right. I believe that crime rates cannot be changed. One chief reason is that a large amount of crimes are due to individuals' personalities at birth. For instance, research has been done on the brains of deceased murderers, and it has been found that their neural networks are literally different. They lack empathy and the ability to interact healthily with others. Ted Bundy and Charles Manson are examples of this.
That's a good paragraph.
Guys, this is, of course, for my own weird brain, who I like to read about true crime and watch all the true crime. But it's a tough topic.
Yeah, definitely. Right. And like you said, it's really tricky to stay on topic because you have likely seen multiple questions about crime and they're all a little different. Right.
Yeah.
We've seen another question that says some believe that more action should be taken to prevent crime, while others feel that crime is being tackled effectively. Discuss both sides. This is a different question. Right.
Yeah.
So if you start answering whether crime rates can be changed or not, you're going off topic. So yeah. With this topic, a topic like this that is common on IELTS and common on practice questions, read the topic carefully to make sure that your ideas are directly answering that question.
Exactly. So guys, to make sure that you are 100% ready and confident for your next IELTS exam, especially if writing is the only thing holding you back, guys, get on the list for our unique writing course, guys. It is guaranteed to increase your writing score. Sign up so you're the first to be invited into this special program, allearsenglish.com/writingwise. All right, Aubrey, good stuff today. Thanks for hanging out.
Yeah, I'll see you next time. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.